From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. faces a host of security threats. The director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the United States faces an array of security threats this year.
In my 50-plus years in the intelligence business, I cannot recall a more diverse array of challenges and crises that we confront as we do today.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, he said the Islamic State or ISIL remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world.
ISIL has demonstrated sophisticated attack tactics and tradecraft. ISIL, including its 8 established and several more emerging branches, has become the preeminent global terrorist threat. They have attempted or conducted scores of attacks outside of Syria and Iraq in the past 15 months. ISIL's estimated strength worldwide exceeds that of Al-Qaeda.
Clapper said the IS group is determined to strike the U.S. homeland beyond inspiring homegrown attacks. He said other threats include cyber assaults from several countries, nuclear programs from Iran and North Korea. He said the North has restarted a plutonium reactor and is seeking advanced missile technology. Zimbabwe has appealed for more than $1.5 billion to help pay for grain and other food after a drought devastated harvests, leaving millions in need. The vice president appeals follows President Robert Mugabe's declaration of a state of disaster. Meanwhile, the Save the Children charity warns food aid for millions of Ethiopians affected by drought will run out in April unless more funds are provided. It says $245 million is needed. A suicide car bomber struck near a police officer's club in Damascus Tuesday, killing at least 10, wounding 20 in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. The IS group also claimed responsibility for last month's blast in a Damascus district near the country's holiest Shia Muslim shrine, in which 70 were killed. This is VOA News. Russia's stepped-up aerial bombardment in Syria is expected to be a focal point for the U.S. and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday raised his concerns during a joint appearance in Washington with his Egyptian counterpart.
Russia's activities in Aleppo and in the region right now are making it much more difficult to be able to come to the table and to be able to have a serious conversation. And we have called on Russia, and we call on Russia again, to join in the effort to bring about an immediate ceasefire and to bring about full humanitarian access.
A Russian spokesman Tuesday denied Moscow's aerial campaign undermines the peace process. He said Russia has consistently made efforts to secure a peaceful settlement in Syria. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State after initially announcing its recapture in December. The IS group seized the provincial capital last May. Meanwhile, Iraq's ambassador to the U.S. told VOA that Iraqi forces would now focus on retaking the northern city of Mosul, lost to Islamic State 2 years ago. Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire New York businessman Donald Trump late Tuesday won their respective Democratic and Republican New Hampshire presidential primary elections. Sanders addressed his supporters.
Thank you, New Hampshire.
Sanders handily defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, 60-38%. She narrowly won last week's Iowa caucuses. Trump, who came in second last week in Iowa to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, addressed his own supporters in New Hampshire.
We are going to make America great again.
Ohio State Governor John Kasich came in second in the Republican contest. Voters in Nevada and South Carolina will cast their votes for their favorite presidential candidates later this month. Chad's President Idriss Déby Tuesday said he will run for a fifth term in April's election, promising to restore term limits if he wins. Term limits were scrapped in 2005. Mr. Déby seized power in a 1990 coup. A building developer and 2 other associates are in custody today as authorities in Taiwan investigate the cause of Saturday's collapse of a 17-story apartment building in Tainan City following a 6.4 magnitude earthquake. The collapse killed at least 39. Hundreds have been rescued, but more than 100 are still missing. A strong 6.3 magnitude earthquake jolted central Chile Tuesday. There's been no major damage or injuries reported. The same region was hit by a more powerful 8.3 quake in September. The country was devastated by a 2010 8.8 magnitude quake that killed 500. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.